Hi, this is Marguerite Brigham, author of How to Become a Golf Goddess. I'm a yoga teacher, a golfer, and a grandmother, proud mother of two children, and now a baby girl. So welcome to this telecall. It's not only a call on education, but to inspire you in a way to open your own doors of your intuitive life. And this is a path of becoming a golf goddess that has many different ways of delivery, from the book I mentioned to classes and finally to traveling to sacred golf sites while playing golf games in these lands. I've done a telecall before with the journey of sacred golf tours, and I was going to be doing a call a couple weeks ago. And the whole content is changed. We are definitely living in a time of great change these days, and it really is the era to let go into the great mystery. And the more we can do an action and let go of an outcome, the more we are lifted into the flow, and everything moves effortlessly for us. And it can be a very exciting time as compared to a very challenging time that many people are going through. So this call, the book that has been written, is about bringing women of all ages back to trusting their inner voice, to align their lives, and to get back in touch with their feminine birthright. And one of my favorite quotes is, "An ounce of perception equals a ton of education." I'm going to be sharing lots of different perception shifts, so be prepared to have a miraculous awakening as we take a look into where we are going as a female golfer. And the first awakening we need to collectively look at is the game of golf has had a lot of resentments around it. It actually is a game that needs a lot of healing. And from women, resentments have come from the us and them with men. A lot of men have spent time away from the home and family, so, you know, we have the term the golf widower. And also that in playing the game, women have been resented the way they've been treated, with little or no regard from the industry as a whole. Now, I'm not going to cover all the grievances, but I just want to show that the split between us and them goes back a lot deeper than just women in general. So not to take it too personally anymore, because this outward manifestation in golf is truly an illusion today. So let's take this look back into where we all began in golf and the seed of resentments that might have been planted a long time ago, and that would be from the power of prejudices that pervaded the game from it beginning as a game for royalty and gentry. Now, I'm not a historian, but I know that the gentry carried tremendous resentments themselves in the classes. So they definitely carry themselves differently than they do today. And the mentality is not only of snobbery, but of in separateness. And this is the key word that we want to really heal, is the separateness of not only in golf and but in life in general, and come back to the oneness, the healing on the split from the inside and outside. So a oneness, or in the Sanskrit word, a yoga, a union. So what came first into the old boys' club? Was it the common man who was allowed to play golf, or was it the upper-class males? And one female in particular I write about in the book was our foremother in golf, and this was Mary, Queen of Scots. And Her Majesty played in the 1600s and was a very brave woman. And I use her as an example for women today, uses a heroine back to our own domestic selves. And we can have pride to know that it was actually a female that helped bring golf to popularity. And imagine with me, if you will, a woman who found solace in nature. She loved the game so much and being in nature that she played it a day after her husband's death. And again, I mentioned the bravery to follow her own heart instead of listening to the church. Think about the power of the church back in the 1600s. And she chose to fall out of favor with them instead of following their advice to not play because she was in mourning. And maybe that is exactly why she played, to be nurtured by nature. Whatever the reason, we are finally in an era where we will not be put to death for following our intuition. And you may have noticed that this year is a year that other women are encouraging women to rise up, to rally together, to act now. And I am one more voice coming through for women to claim the feeling, receptive, and intuitive side of our natures, to come back into balance and harmony by loving the female aspect of ourselves, by loving our very own womanhood, and as all women, as the mirrors of our feminine nature. So we have a heritage in golf, and we can hold our heads up high like the queens we are. We've been in a battle for our right to play, and I'm here to tell you it's time to relax, to let go. The future for our girls and those who are ready to transform now will be using the game for a higher purpose, as a path to the heart and unconditional love. And yoga and the goddess tradition can bring us there. So the book, How to Become a Golf Goddess, is a step-by-step guide to self-realization into our divinity that is now coming back onto the planet. So it's not a book of information, but it's really a walk-the-talk journey of integrating the divinity, our wholeness, while we're playing the game and then living that out in our daily life. The game thus far has been approached from the masculine way, more from control, the logical mind, the addiction to conquer Mother Earth, and we relax more into the feminine. And tools have already been coming to the surface. Visualization is one of the feminine traits that have been showing up in golf. But as we humble ourselves to Mother Earth, to play the game in a sacred way, then it's more of the allure, and we're bringing the cycles. As we use the holes in the book, it has different attributes, a different goddess to each hole. So as we cycle, it's more about, as I said, coming back to the great mystery and the birth, death, rebirth that is in nature, that, and we are a part of, but we have moved so far away from it. We've separated from our wholeness, from our true selves, that now we're in fear. And it's coming back to who we truly are and the cycles. And one of the best ways to think about living in the great mystery that, you know, we help nature, but nature really is in full control, is having a baby. And that process, when my daughter was going through her pregnancy and I was writing my book, so the creativity doesn't actually have to be birthing a baby, it can be birthing any creative process. And it just really brought home that I was not in control. I was doing the action. And there was a greater force that, as I let go into it, guided me and brought me back to feeling loved. And this can happen right on the course by playing a game. So what is... been interesting just in the last couple of weeks is the men are now finding spirituality through golf. So a twist has happened. And as I've been advertising the book and I've been using Twitter, if you use Twitter at all, you know that there's something called retweets. So when you write something, someone will send it along. They'll retweet it. And I've been doing a Play for Change campaign, Growing Through Golf, for women and girls. And it's been the men who have been supporting. I had a thankful Thursday, and I didn't have one woman I could thank for retreating. It's all been the men. And it's been the men who are contacting me that are also writing spiritual books. They haven't published them yet. They're just in the process of writing the books. So I think this is very interesting that, you know, the men have been spending all this time in nature, and now they've been finding their spirits. And, you know, they want women on the course. They want us to join. We do belong. I say this in my book, but now the men are showing up to confirm it. And the difference with my book, as I'm saying, is the woman's spirituality coming back to our cycles and using the golf course to help us understand the feminine divinity. This feminine, the goddess symbols run throughout the game. And this is another shift in perception that you will learn about in time to come. So as we heal ourselves by playing the game in tune with who we really are, we can also heal the planet in this new expression of belonging, this new oneness that's emerging. So really understanding that the feeling of belonging is an enormously powerful spiritual experience. And then adding the power of play can alter our perceptions and open our minds to new possibilities. We are now living in a time of quantum physics, a time when science and spirit are now coming back together. And everything is sped up, not only in our personal lives, but in the planetary changes. So it's not so much about cause and effect anymore. It's we're having the effect, and then we're integrating into the cause. So it's just a whole new, everything is just speeded up. So we're just in the experience, and then we're trying to integrate it into our lives after we've had the experience. So it's almost backwards now. But this can be, as I said, it can be very exciting when we can just let go and allow this natural rhythm to lead us. And it can be overwhelming. And if you haven't already found solace in some kind of yoga practice, it's more important ever now to find our inner center in the midst of a changing world. And relaxation, you know, it's vital not only to playing golf, but as well as living a healthy and happy life. Because when the body and mind are relaxed, the tensions and blocks that are normally there are removed. And this allows the universal energy, the prana, to flow freely throughout all systems, bringing the entire body, mind, and spirit into a natural, harmonious, and balanced state. And this state of relaxation is our natural state of being. It's our birthright and our inheritance. So I'd like to go through a bit of a deep relaxation with you now. So if you can move away from the computer and maybe even down, that would be wonderful. And if you are sitting, see if you can just notice where you're holding tension, first of all. You know, maybe you're squeezing your thighs, your buttocks. Just allow yourself to sink into whatever you're sitting or laying on and allow the gravity to hold you up. So just for the next few minutes, it's safe just to let go. Notice if you're clenching your jaw. Just begin to release your body. And I'm going to ask you to work with your breath and allow your breath to begin to slow you down. So I'm going to take an inhale to the count of four. I'm going to exhale the breath to the count of four. And we'll do that again. Inhale to the count of four. Exhale to the count of four. Now this time, when you inhale, I'm going to hold the breath for the count of two, exhale, and then hold the breath again for the count of two, but not tensing the body at all. So it's inhale, two, three, four, pause, one, two, exhale, two, three, four, pause, one, two, inhale, two, three, four, pause, one, two, exhale. Two, three, four, pause, one, two, inhale, two, three, four, holding, Exhale, releasing. Holding. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, pause. Exhaling. Pause. Now let's change this and take a deep breath, counting to 4, and then a really long, slow breath if you can, counting to 8. Inhaling, 4. Exhaling, 8. One more time, inhaling, 4, exhaling, 8. And then just softening even more, sinking down, down. Notice the shift. Your mind and your emotions. Good. And try and stay relaxed. I'm going to read what's called You Are More. You are more than you pretend to be. You are more than what most eyes can see. You are more than all your history. Look inside and you will find there's glory in your mind. Come, be the kind of person you would be. You're more than what your leaders say. You're more than how you earn your pay. You're more than what you seem today. So drop that loser's mask. You're equal to the task. The question you should ask is, who are you? You're more than what the preachers shout. You're more. Come, let your spirits out. You're more. Your soul shall have no doubt. Arise, become awake, with every breath you take, the God within will ache to be. You're more, cell and blood and bone. You're more than just your name alone. You're more than all that you may own. Look around. Look around you everywhere. There's magic that we share. The magic in the air is you. You're more than some statistic chart. You're more than the sum of all your parts. You're more inside your heart of hearts. You know that this is true. This being that is you has miracles to do. Believe. Take another deep breath in. Slowly breathing out. Believe. Believe is a self-concept that is so very important. It's even been considered a law, the law of attraction. It's a law to the key to making positive changes in our lives. And we must be able to feel deserving, worthy, and capable of achieving a desired outcome. If others, our parents, friends, spouses, siblings, are occupying rent-free space in our minds, these areas of control need to be released and reclaimed. We must begin to feel self-empowered, able to take responsibility for our own healing, or no such healing will ever take place. The need to end the self-defeating behavior, the empty bag of limiting thoughts and actions must take place to begin to become empowered individuals. For too long, we may have been made to feel inferior, inadequate, or deficient. Such words designed to imprison us in a shell and take away our natural born power. Only by building the self-esteem, the self-worth, can these issues be taken back. We need to feel safe, that our anger is justified when appropriate, that it's okay to show and feel emotions, not stuff them away. That we are worthy, deserving individuals that have a right to happiness, health, prosperity, and love. Then, and only then, can change, the healing, which we all deserve, can begin. And I'd like to invite you to begin a path of Golf Goddess Yoga. And Golf Goddess Yoga, it has its basis in pioneering that I started with Yoga for Golf after working at golf courses for 3 years. And this combines not just the Hatha Yoga, and just about everyone now knows how important the physical aspect of yoga is in golf and how it has helped lower people's handicaps. And if you wish now that golf is going into the Olympics, it is a sport, so conditioning our bodies is even more important now. And it also has aspects of Raja Yoga, the mind control. And then I bring in a Goddess Yoga, which is a feminine spirituality, and that is more of a Bhakti Yoga as well, devotion. And so really to bring us home to ourselves, to help lower handicaps, we need a 4-H formula, a framework for a healthy body, a happy mind, a healed spirit, and a hopeful heart. It's integrating all of your being. The best way, the highest service you can give to the earth, the planet right now, is becoming a whole and healed you. No matter what is going on in your life. And it's very exciting that now there is a program for women for spirituality to bring golf to a spiritual path. As I'm mentioning, that men are now writing so many books on the topic, and now there's one just for women. So I've done a 40-day and 40-night program with David and Kristen Morelli online, and I tell you, right now this is just so exciting to be part of the changes, the shifts. You know, I had a yoga studio, and I gave it up to write the book. And, you know, I gave up teaching a few, you know, 100 people to now going global, teaching online. So, you know, when I did 40 Days and 40 Nights program, I saw that this is possible, that we can do online. And how cool is that? That now the internet can bring us to a whole new way of teaching. So it's like I have a yoga studio for the world now. And this is coming through these teleseminars. And the wonderful thing about the teleseminars is they come to you. So yes, life is changing. And, you know, we're always been in the male action dominated, taking risks, and that's great, but really it's the balance that needs to come in. So you don't have to go out. I'm coming to you into your own home. You know, it is a time to fill up your well for nurturing, for going into your inner treasures and then coming to the outside. It is just so amazing, and what is also so much fun is that, you know, it's transforming with other like-minded people. It's with a group. We will be having a community site, and what's so wonderful is, you know, we'll be, if you go to the website, dolphingoddesses.com, and you go to online classes. So these classes will be starting October 28th for 5 weeks. And so it talks about, right on there, you see the aspects of the book that we'll be using. So this is going to be a journey. And as we go on to the community site, the people that sign up now are going to be staying on the site. So the rest of the book will be in the new year. If you're not taking the classes then, or if you're not going to be going on the traveling right away, you're still going to be connected to the site. So it's not like you're going to take these classes and then, you know, you're going to be kicked off. No, you are going to be part of this community and part of, you know, becoming a golf goddess, because it is a lifelong journey. We are always still becoming. So it's about progress. It's not about perfection. But I will tell you that in 5 weeks, what you will go through, what you will learn, is going to last a lifetime. It's going to be your launching pad to new shifts, as I said, new shifts of awareness. And what else is on the site? You, the first 5 people that sign up, will have laser coaching with me. And laser coaching also helps everybody. Sometimes, you know, as we're working through something, you know, it could be physical that we want to work on. It could be our mind game or mind state. We may be great golfers but bad thinkers. It could be emotional. It could be spiritual. So, you know, whatever you're working on, sometimes it's hard to see it fully. And so as we're viewing somebody else's, we're listening to somebody else walking through it, it's easier then for us to integrate it. So it's easier to see other people's problem areas. And then when we're on the community board, then the dialogue can keep going. So, you know, someone else might be, because we're all women, we all basically have this same things that we're all working on. And so someone else might have gone through it and found a different tool. So the support is amazing when we all work together. There's another great thing is, so the classes will be every Wednesday and every Friday. And if you can't make them, then there'll be replays and you can listen to them at any time. There will be a CD that will mail out directly to everyone on the mind game. This CD alone will drop your handicap and improve your game. There also will be nurturing self-healing meditations that you will get digital recordings for. So again, as we heal ourselves, as we take time out to fill up our well, we're not only helping the planet, as I said, but we're helping our family. You know, the yoga really is a shortcut to happiness. And it's the woman who sets the energy in the family. So when we're happy, then the whole family is happy. And so I was introduced to yoga was from my mother when I was a preteen. And she was a screaming woman. And so it wasn't, you know, the yoga poses that I went to a few classes with her. It wasn't that really had the impact for me when I started my yoga. It was how she was transformed into having so much tolerance, being so kind, so loving. I know she loved us, but it didn't show from the stress. And then when I was being like that with my kids and my kids were younger, I said, Mom, give me your yoga books. And then I just fell in love with it and became a teacher on my own and it changed my golf game immediately. I was going through my yoga teacher training when I was working at golf courses. And the wonderful thing is, you know, yoga, as I said, it's the mind, the body, spirit, the heart, but even the physical movements are much more than just working on the muscular system, you know. It's the whole being. Again, the word yoga is union. So it strengthens and cleanses the internal organs. It calms the nervous system and boosts the immune system. It helps release vital energy by removing blocks of tightness and tension that are held in the body. And then by integrating proper breathing and relaxation methods, it breaks the patterns, it breaks blocks. And, you know, it helps at an unconscious level without ever needing to know what happened or what got released. It goes deep into all levels of our being. And finally, I think that's it for the classes. I'm just so excited to, as I said now, be offering something to the global community. And I know it works. As I said, I've walked through it already with a course. And you will be getting a PDF of the book which has all the yoga poses. So you'll be getting, a one-minute stretch for golfers. Last month was National Yoga Month, and Dr. Dean Ornish, he said, especially for the older generation, you know, even if you can do 1 minute, and I'm like, well, I have the perfect pose. It's a routine. You do it 3 times for 1 minute, and it just gets you fitter, faster for golf. There's a sun salutation just for golfers. So there's so many wonderful tools, as I said, for the whole being. And it just, I know this is my purpose. This is what I've been conditioned for, if you will, to help women now come back to being who they truly are, to rise up. The book was given to me, the name, when I was ill in 2001, and as much as I tried to start the book, it just wasn't time. And when I started writing in 2006, again, it was like I was having a baby. I was pushing, I was trying my darndest to have it finished in 2008. And the goddess energy, spirit, the muse. I was just a vessel. I just had to show up, and now I can see. I can see the timing. So much has happened in 2009, and I'm not sure if you feel the same, but it's like all the pieces of the puzzle are starting to fit together. This is a year of completion. And following our intuition, very scary in many ways. In 2009, I was prompted to ask the golf community to play a gratitude golf game. So the book was just in the publishing stage. It was, the writing was finished, but it wasn't out yet. I was just doing the last bit of with the publisher and the editing and everything. So it was spring in the Western world. Now I'm thinking globally, right? It was fall in the other half of the world, but this half it was spring. So I thought it was like, oh, okay, I can't get the book out, so I can just share parts of the book, which one of them is playing gratitude golf games to help raise the Earth vibration, Mother Earth vibration. That so many areas of Mother Earth have been dumping areas for golfers' anger, frustration. So if we play with more gratitude and appreciation, it would help raise the vibration. So not only for us on that day, but everyone else who is playing and continues to play on those courses. So what has really been interesting is, first I learned to integrate all my yoga teachings by playing golf, and then I learned how to do it in my life. So golf shows you instantly what you're thinking. it's such a quick mirror. So I really learned how to have acceptance and to learn to be in the moment. So this is the early 1990s. You know, we didn't have Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now, being in the present. All the spiritual masters have always said to be in the now. That it was through playing golf that I really learned this concept. And the biggest one is acceptance. And I think I'm digressing here. So what happened for me this year was I've always been doing sacred play on the equinoxes and solstices. And so I put out, you know, a play gratitude golf game. And then through inconvenience, I get to play golf myself. That's another really amazing story, but I won't go there right now. And my partner and I did a ceremony, and a song came through. And this has been amazing. The song that came through in March, and I'm now seeing the fruits of it in the fall. And part of the song was, "Great Spirit, Great Mystery, bring us to our synchronicity. Great Spirit, Great Mystery, bring us to our divinity. Great Spirit, Great Mystery, release us from our personal history." And this song, it's been so simple, and it keeps going on and on since I end up recording it. And the next day, there was more parts that came. Great Father, Great Mother, bring us back to each other. Grandfather, Grandmother, bring us back to one another. And that is what's been happening, especially if you're on Facebook or social media, Twitter. We are now coming back to one another. And that was my dream. My yoga studio was called the Yoga Connection. One mind, one heart, one world. And I see those seeds now. It's all coming to fruition now. There's so much hope. So much hope. And in the last little while, what I was going to say was I learned how to be a goddess through golfing and learning how to, you know, play on a sacred way in the golf course. And what has really been interesting is that I have not played a game of golf this year at all. So here it is, the fall. I'm in BC, so there's still hope. But, you know, I felt like a fraud. I'm like, well, I'm not walking my talk that way. But what I've been discovering is that I'm learning now how to walk as a goddess through life. And what's been really interesting is, you know, I gave up working. I've been so focused on bringing the book to form that the thing that is scaring people the most, you know, with everything breaking down, the economy, and oh no, we don't have credit now and everything. You know, what everyone's fearing is the way my partner and I have been living. And you're living such a magical life. Simplifying, and, you know, simplifying on the golf course too, is getting rid of all those gadgets. You know, the way it's been marketed, it's all been about, you know, the best driver and selling all everything on the outside. Well, you know, the most important equipment is your mind, is your body, is your heart, is your spirit. You are the most important equipment. You know, and as we go through this, we go through it with play, sacred play. And that is the goddess way, which you'll read about in the book. It's coming back to pleasure and play. And you know, sure, we've been resenting men for being on the golf course, but what's been happening? Mother Earth's been helping them, teaching them. They're coming back to their spirit. And the same can be for women. And so what I've learned is, you know, Mother Earth wants to be back in communication with us. So I haven't been on the golf course for 4 hours or 2 hours, but I've been in nature. And I don't have to wait for you know, the changing of the seasons to do ceremony. Any day, any ordinary day can be extraordinary, can be sacred. So moment by moment now, the sacredness comes. So as we open up our hearts, as we get in nature, it's really Mother Earth. You know, there's a new 14-series teleseminar, Women on the Edge of Evolution, and you might find it womenontheedgeofevolution.com. But I would suggest signing up for these teleseminars, and they're interviewing women on the new divine power and the leap of women, and, you know, what's happening or what's going to happen. And so it's all speculation, but, you know, when we are in nature, it's really Mother Nature or intuition that can guide us on the steps, because we all have a unique path. And so the biggest thing, I guess, that I've been saying in my book is bringing women and the girls now, I believe it's Nancy Berkeley, you know, she does studies, she tries to bring awareness and the game for women and girls. And she said that the rise right now is in girls, the popularity, more than boys, more than women and men. You know, so for our girls, what a better way, instead of watching shows that are so degrading, to come back to integrity, to come to honesty, to play a game filled with virtues, to be connected to the earth, come back to nature, to the love, because that love wants to be back in oneness. And the man-made laws, the illusion of separateness, that's all it is the illusion. Abundance is all around us. Love is all around us. And it would be my honor to bring it to you with other women, with Golf and Goddess Yoga. So, as I said, the first 5 people to sign up will be the courageous ones, the ones who want to go through transformation. And it is now, today is Wednesday, October 21st. And if you sign up between now and Sunday, this program, something like this, would run between $3,000 and $8,000. If you look, and it's, again, www.golfandgoddesses.com, the price is, if you add it all up, it was $4,000. And I have it discounted to $1,800, but from today until Sunday at midnight, the price for you is $1,000. So come invest in yourself, invest in this journey of discovery, becoming Golf Goddess, becoming who you truly are. Wake up to know you are more. Blessings. And I hold you in love and light. If we don't meet now, I'm sure we will meet. Oh, one last thing. It's an important thing, too, is the Play for Change. When I started, the me has become we. And as I said, I've been living a magical life without all the outer right now. And I have friends that have also moved here who are now living a magical life with us. And I've just started, that was one of, when I was going to have a telecall a couple of weeks ago, one of the things that shifted really quick was I'm now also certifying a woman to become a Golf Goddess Yoga teacher. So that will be in the works too. People that are taking this course, going through the classes, eventually we'll need to either be taking this course now or paying for it later on to become Golf and Goddess Yoga teachers as we work our way out through sacred golf journeys and bringing our love and light to the world. So every Tuesday she'll be doing the journey of becoming a certified teacher. And then we'll be working together in the new year to be certifying other teachers. So as I said, I'm honored that I'm the messenger to bring forth this this new way of becoming gods and goddesses. And I look forward to sharing this journey with you. Bye for now.